I had just given birth to our first child. Eric, my husband, took my face gently in his hands. An engineer by trade, he wasn't given to emotive endearments. But surely, I thought to myself, this time must be different. He pulled his hospital face mask down and whispered, "Read my lips, Jen. No pets." We had never even discussed whether or not we should have children before we were married, let alone whether those phantom children should be allowed to have pets. See, the problem was, in my chaotic household growing up, we'd always had pets. So I knew that this fundamental philosophical difference would require careful handling on my part.